Qualities with Alan Steinfeld. Each week I like to bring people to this show and interview people who I feel are really evolving the consciousness of the planet, who are giving us more insights and opening up new developments in who we are as a spiritually evolving race of beings and moving into our higher potential. Tonight's guest is someone who's really devoted her life to that cause of spiritual evolution. Her name is Anna Hollis, and she is in touch with a more evolved level of communication. She calls her angel Astra, and we'll be talking to Anna and Astra and finding out more about ourselves. So, Anna, are you there?
Yes, I am.
But before we get into your connection with Astra, the other day we were talking about some other experiences you've had involving UFOs and beings. Can you tell me a little bit more about what happened to you with encountering these other beings?
Sure, certainly. I just want to say that, my connection with the angelic energy has been with me since I'm very little, and as I, you know, had these other experiences with extraterrestrial, I never felt as though they were separate from the angelic energy. Almost that they're partnering with the angel energy in some way.
Well, that's a very good point. I did want to ask you about maybe the angelic energies themselves are extraterrestrial form. I mean, how do we know the difference? And
I don't think there's much of a difference. that's what I'm trying to say. You know, the angelic energy, the angel always says that it's a collective consciousness.
Uh-huh.
So I believe that extraterrestrials are also part of that consciousness. Not all of them, but a certain, you know, certain ones are part of the same consciousness. I think there are different levels of consciousness. There are lower levels and there are higher levels of consciousness, and there's earthly levels of consciousness, which is the ego consciousness that we live with. And then as you go into these other levels, you're raising the consciousness to different vibrations. And the extraterrestrials are very interesting because they seem to, for me, have been working on my body a lot to take care of it, to keep it uh-huh. safe, to keep it well. I've had experiences. The first one I had, I think I was about 23, and I was sleeping. I was in bed, but I had just gotten to bed. I wasn't asleep. I uh-huh. just put my head down on the pillow. And I heard this kind of beeping sound in the far distance, and it kept getting closer and closer and closer, and it became so intense that it went through my whole body. And as it went through my whole body was vibrating. My whole body was making this sound, and I couldn't move. I was paralyzed. I couldn't move. I tried to move. I tried to move my arms. I tried to move my legs. I couldn't move anything. I was petrified because this never had happened to me before. So I shut my eyes really very tightly because the light that came in was so intensely bright that my eyes were just sealed shut and they wouldn't open. But I through the shut eyes, I could see the brightness of the light. And I felt an instrument, like steel instrument coming down, and I could feel the coldness of the metal touching my forehead and my nose and scanning my body, going all the way down my body, scanning me. Uh-huh. And it scanned me from my head to my feet, and then it went back up again the other way. And the whole time, this sound was happening, and the light was there. And then it disappeared. I mean, the instrument went off, and the sound started going further and further away, and I could feel this energy pulling away and the light pulling away. And as soon as it was completely gone, I could move, and I opened my eyes.
But you never opened your eyes to see what it was, huh?
I couldn't see what it was, but I knew that it was beings from somewhere else.
That was your first extraterrestrial experience?
Excuse me?
That was your first extraterrestrial
experience? That was the first. That was the very first.
When did that happen?
That happened when I was about 22 years old.
And was that before you got in touch with your angel?
Oh, no. My angel was, I got in touch with my angel when I was 5 years old. But it was during a time that I was not in connection. I wasn't connecting with the angel.
Ah.
Because what had happened was when my angel came to me when I was very young, and when I was about 11, I asked it to leave because I felt so different from all my friends, and I felt as though I wasn't, you know, normal, and I was afraid of that feeling, and I asked it to leave. And so the angel said that it would leave me and come back when it was time, but that I should remember that it would always be with me. And so this was a period of me going through, you know, a normal kind of existence, you know, like everybody else, not having that gift, you know, present with me. Although I felt the angel around me, I always felt protected. I always felt something was there. I didn't converse with it. And so that's when this happened.
Right. So how many times did the, we'll get to like your angel story in a moment, but how many times did the ETs visit you in that kind of a way?
They visited me a lot of times.
That was the first one.
In different ways. That one was very profound. There was other times where I would be going to sleep and then coming out of my body, and I would feel myself coming up and out of my body. And in those moments, I would sometimes see lights and things of that nature in the room. I would see glowing lights or colored lights. And I one time saw a spaceship when I was upstate New York, and I was in Poqueg, and I lived there for a while, and I looked out my bedroom window. It was about, well, I don't know, I guess it was about 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning, and it was drizzling out, and I saw this ship. I saw it just floating there, and I was married, and I yelled for my husband to come and look at it, and he said, oh, don't be ridiculous, there's nothing there. I ran outside, put my raincoat on, took my umbrella. And there was one other person out there, and both of us were just awestruck.
This was during the day or at night?
Hmm? This was in the early morning, about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning.
And where were you upstate? What town?
Poqueg.
Is that up in the Catskills?
Mm-hmm. It's a town in Dutchess County.
I see, because there's lots of sightings up along the Hudson Valley River.
Yes.
You know, and so,
yeah. Well, it was far from there.
Did you have any other direct contact with ETs?
I never saw the ETs. I never saw beings. Never. Never.
My experiences were
of them doing something on a level that was very energetic.
Energetic.
I was living in Las Vegas, for an example. They would come all the time. I would go to sleep at night, and before I could even close my eyes, my whole ceiling would light up with colored lights. Mm. And they'd spin. The lights would spin, and I'd be laying there looking at them, knowing that it was the ETs. Never was afraid at this point. No fear.
You were not afraid of the ETs at all. What do you think they wanted with you? What did they...
Well, see, I don't know to this day what they want with me. I know that they take care of me. So there's a part of me that feels that I must be very strongly connected to them in some way. I'm not conscious of what that connection is. I'll tell you the story about how I know that they take care of me is that when I was in Las Vegas, I hurt myself. I fell in my garage, and I fell over, you know, all these crates and boxes. And when I got up and I was getting ready for bed. I looked, and I was black and blue from my butt on my buttocks all the way down to my knee. So black. So black. It was unbelievable. And I was petrified. I said, oh, my, look at this. I have all these blood clots. I mean, it was so, you know, intensely scary because it was black. And when I was going to sleep, I said, well, I hope and, you know, I pray that, you know, that I'll be all right, that this will heal. I don't know how long this is going to take to heal. It'll take months and months. I hope I'm going to be all right. And so I made like a little prayer about it, and I went to sleep. I went to go to sleep. I didn't put my head down on the pillow, and the lights came in the room. Mm-hmm. The buzzing came in. That buzzing came into my body again, just like it did that first time, and I couldn't move. And I felt this drilling. It felt like a drilling, like it was a pressure on the area where I was black and blue, and I could hear a sound, like a zoom sound, like that. And it was painful. I could feel it. It was painful. But I knew that I was being helped. I knew that they were helping me. And so I just held my breath, and I said to myself, I said, don't stop them, because I also have had experiences when they come to do something, and I don't know what they're doing on me, and if it hurt me I felt uncomfortable, I would say, stop, and immediately it stops. Uh-huh. They won't do anything you don't want them to do. At least that's my experience. They just won't. They just stop. So I held my breath and let it continue, and when I couldn't take it anymore, I said, okay, stop, and it stopped. And all the black and blue was gone.
Immediately?
Totally, yes. Totally gone. I fell asleep. I mean, I was out. But when I got up in the morning and I looked, there was no black and blue.
Wow.
There was an outline. You know when you're finished with black and blue and there's that little purple outline? That's all I had.
So these are extraterrestrials that are with you, but you then also have these angelic beings that look
like
you.
And I have the angelic beings. That's why I believe they're really connected.
They're connected, but they're also different. Let's talk about the difference a little bit. Like, how are they different?
Well, how do I experience the difference?
Yes, how do you experience
it? Okay. No, well, how I experience the difference is the extraterrestrials are just like, you know, they're like your caretakers, and they're like your guards, and they're your protectors, and they don't have any conversation with you. They just come in and they do what they have to do and they leave, and they don't communicate on any other level. They just come in and say, oh, okay, we're visiting Anna now. Okay, let's check her out. Let's see what we have to do to her, and let's see if she's okay, and then they leave.
Uh-huh.
The angel is very communicative and is with me on a very deep emotional and psychological level.
Mm.
And the angel is here working through me to help raise consciousness. So
and the extraterrestrials are not helping to raise consciousness, the extraterrestrials?
Excuse me?
Are the extraterrestrials, they're not here to help raise consciousness, the extraterrestrials?
I believe they are, but dealing with me, that's not their role.
Mm.
Because maybe because I have the angel. That's not, they don't take that role with my energy. I haven't experienced anything except, as I said, them being kind of taking care of me, just kind of being around me, just popping in when they need to pop in.
Well, maybe
need to pop in, then I don't see them. There's been times when I haven't felt that energy of the extraterrestrials for 2-3 years at a time.
Uh-huh. Are you feeling them now, lately, these days?
Not lately. I haven't been feeling them. Lately, I haven't been feeling them. In the past year, I haven't had any. They haven't visited me. I haven't seen them.
Well, we're going to be talking to your angel, Astra. Maybe we can ask her some of those questions as well about the extraterrestrials.
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
So you feel, that's an interesting distinction, you feel the extraterrestrials are just here to help you personally, but the angelic realms are here to help everyone, in a sense, a bigger message.
From what, the angel?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No, the angels have a bigger message than the extraterrestrials.
The angels have a much bigger message.
Now,
because
when you
the
say
angels are working on our soul level.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are working with our consciousness, with our emotional bodies. the angels are working with our perceptions and the way that we you know move through the dense plane and the physical. Where I believe the extraterrestrials are really like guards. They're watching over us. They're protecting us in a whole different way. They're like an army to me that's watching over us.
Mm-hmm.
And the
watching
angels,
over everyone, all of humanity.
All of humanity.
What about the extraterrestrials that are abducting people and taking their genetics?
Well, see, I don't know them. I have not experienced them. And you know, some people might say to me that, oh, maybe you have, but you don't remember. You know, they might have taken you off somewhere and you don't know what happened. And, you know, that's always a possibility. You know, that's a possibility, I'm sure. But what I remember and what I've experienced is very different because, as I say, they won't do anything if I say don't. If I say stop, they stop.
But the angels will stop as well, right?
The what?
The angels stop as well if you say don't do anything.
Well, I've invited the angel into my life when it came back when I was about 37,
mm-hmm.
And when I invited the energy back, the angel's been with me. The angel always tells me I don't say to the angel stop. Because I really, that's not our agreement. I've never, ever done that. There's no reason for me to say stop or don't be here. The only time I did that was when I was very young. And I couldn't deal with having this kind of energy with me at that age.
Mm.
You know, I needed to be accepted by my peers, you know. And that was the reason. Well, I want to tell you the most beautiful experience I had when that happened to me. If you'd like to hear it.
Yes.
When I was it was about 11 years old, and my sister and I were telling all our friends about the voice, we called it, because at that time I didn't even know it was an angel. I knew it was a voice that I heard a voice. And that it was a loving voice, and it was a protective voice, and it was fun. I enjoyed it. And my friends came to me, quite a few of them, and said, my mommy says if you hear voices, you must be crazy, because only crazy people hear voices.
Right.
Well, that really upset me, as you can imagine, and I thought, maybe I'm crazy.
Right.
And I was so confused, because I didn't feel like it was crazy. I felt like the energy that I was speaking to me was wonderful, beautiful, and like almost like a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And but the possibility of being crazy really worried me.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I don't want you to come anymore. I don't want to hear you anymore. Mm-hmm. I want to be like everybody else. I want you to leave me alone. I mean, this is what I was, this is the things I was saying.
Uh-huh.
So one day I'm walking in the street by myself. It was in the summer. And I'm walking, and usually there's people out. It's a Saturday. And there was usually people out on this street, but there was nobody. The street was empty.
Uh-huh.
And there was an island, you know, I was in Jackson Heights then. That's where we lived, in Queens, Jackson
mm-hmm.
Heights, Queens. And there was a street, you know, with an island in the middle. Where the
grass road, yes, between the two.
And I was walking on the island part in the middle, and all of a sudden my feet left the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I was elevated.
Uh-huh.
I just went up.
How far up did you go?
I went way up, and all of a sudden I felt myself expanding.
You looked down and
was a gift of feeling myself as energy.
Mm.
And my energy just expanded so much that I felt that I was the sky, that I was the trees, that I was the flowers. In that moment, I don't know how long the moments were, I was everything that existed. And I felt what it felt like to be a flower, to be a tree, to be the wind, to be the sun, and it was so joyful, so incredible, the feeling of it all. There's no words to describe. I can't even describe. I'll never forget it as long as I live. but there's no words to describe it.
How long did that feeling last?
It lasted, I don't know. It might have lasted a minute. It might have lasted 5 minutes. I don't know.
Right, with time.
And all of a sudden, when it was over, I felt myself coming in. I felt my energy gathering and me being placed on the ground. Uh-huh. And the angel said to me, Anna, I will now leave you. We will not speak again until it's time, and then I will return.
Huh.
You must walk through your fears, the angel said to me, and no one will help you. You have to walk through your fears alone, but remember, I am always with you.
Huh.
And that I'll never, and I walked through many fears in my life, and I always felt protected. Hmm. I always felt the energy.
That's a great story. Thank you. No,
it's a beautiful.
I think you are a brave person because you are constantly making yourself available to the unknown and actually the impossible to some people. Anna's a channel for this being that she's connected with, Astra, who she calls, which is a group energy. But before we talk to Astra, tell us a little bit about what an angel is, you know, what that really means. Because I think they're just higher dimensional beings. I mean, I don't think they're like in heaven, like the Christian heavens of angels.
Right. I think an angel is different things to different people. And the reason I say that, I think, is because I think your upbringing in the physical kind of creates what you feel about what's going on. When the angel came to me, I was, brought up in a Christian home and everything. We weren't very, religious or anything. I remember my father saying to me one time, you don't have to go to church. You know, God is everywhere. God is even in the bathroom. You know, anytime you want God, you just call on him. And I loved that because that was my belief system from that minute on.
Right.
You know, and I loved the idea of that. You know, I didn't have to go any place to speak to God. God was everywhere.
Right.
And it resonated, you know. But so for me, when the angel came to me when I was little, and it was this wonderful, comforting voice. But when it came back through automatic writing.
Right.
I was in a school of philosophy. I studied meditation, and one day through my meditation, the angel came back. And the angel
through the writing, and then?
Yes, and said to me, pick up a pen. And I picked up the pen, and the angel wrote, hello, Anna, I am your guardian angel. So that image to me is God, you know?
Well, do you
my
think you're...
That's God. That's angels, that comes from God.
Is this an angel? Is this a being? Is this a part of you? This being, or is it separate from you?
It's a part of me, but I always thought it was separate until I realized it's a part of me. Now I know it's a part of me. When it first came, I thought it was separate. I thought this was a separate energy entity from God, and it was speaking to me, and I was very discerning. I mean, I was really worried about, am I crazy? Again, the crazy. Am I really hearing this? Is this really saying, and I would always get testy with it. I mean, they would say certain things, and I'd say, well, how do I know that you're really here and that this isn't my imagination? I would ask these questions while
I'm
writing.
And then what would the angel say?
And the angel would say things to me like, you must learn to trust, Anna. You must learn to trust.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd say, well, I want to trust, but what if you're not real? And so then that's when the angel would do things like say to me, this is just for your information. And then the angel would say, there'll be an earthquake tomorrow in South America somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And the next day would be in the paper. And
okay.
I would go, oh, my. And this would happen just when I would get to the point where I was being, not trusting, thinking, oh, there must be something. Then after a few times of that, I knew that this was real and that the angel was real, and I just settled into it and turned myself over and opened myself to receive.
So now you trust. the angel.
Not completely. I trust the energy completely.
You do.
I might not trust in other areas of my life yet. I'm still working on.
Right.
But the energy I trust, yes.
And is it always the same energy, or is it different sometimes?
It's always the same. Always.
So you connect to a specific energy.
Yes, I connect to a specific energy, and the energy that I connect to always speaks, when it comes in, says that it raises the energy to the God plane. It said to me when I asked, who are you? I am not an entity. I am not a being. I have never been in body. I am God energy. That's what the angel would say.
Well, maybe we can get Astra on the phone. I mean, I know. Can you channel her over the phone?
Can I channel over the phone?
Yes.
Yes, of course. I have clients that call me from all over the place and talk to Astra over the phone.
Okay, so just describe before, but what the process you do in order to connect with Astra. Just tell us what's
going
on.
I do a white light meditation,
mm-hmm.
and I'll do it here with you now,
okay,
and we'll bring Astra in.
Okay, but before you do it, also we should talk. It's when I saw this in person, it's very dramatic. Your body moves different. There's a lot of movement somehow.
Right, because the energy is passing through my body.
Mm-hmm.
The energy comes in, and it rotates through my body, and that's why my hands move, my body moves, because the energy is moving through me. The angel says that this keeps me healthy, too, because it's not an entity that's entering in my body. It's energy coming in and passing through. So I'm being fed by this beautiful white light energy. So it's very healing for me.
And you remember some of it, but not all of what's being said, right?
Right. I don't remember all of what's being said. I tape just about everything I do. Because I don't remember everything that, you know, is said. And, of course, when I work with people, I tape for them, and they take the tape with them, so I don't hear those tapes back.
This tape is going to be archived on the BBS radio.com archives, and actually I'll also archive it on my website, newrealities.com.
Wonderful.
Under the
good,
podcast.
Good, so then people can go in there and listen, and I could go there and listen, too.
Yes, you can hear what the angel said. So... should we do it now?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
so you
have questions for the angel. I'm ready.
I have
so
questions for the
angel.
So
why don't you just follow me in the white light meditation?
Okay, so you're going to do the white light, and then...
Right.
Okay,
and then
we're
the angel,
ready.
It pops right out, you know. Once
okay,
I say
so...
the white light meditation, the angel will just pop right out.
Do you want to say some things out loud in the meditation, what you're doing, or...
Say it out loud.
Okay,
because that's the part of bringing in the angel, but I will cut it short.
Well,
so
whatever you need to do, it's okay. We're ready for Astra, so thank you, yes. Anna. We'll talk to you after we finish talking to Astra.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. So I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to ask you to close yours.
Okay.
And we're all just going to take a deep breath, and we're going to visualize white light. And we'll see the light as a waterfall of light and see it very white and very bright. And the light is coming towards the earth, and as it's coming, it's washing over stars and planets and it's illuminating them. Everything the light touches becomes one with the light. The light illuminates the vast darkness in the universe, and all is seen now. The darkness turns to light. The light illuminates every particle it passes over. It's coming towards the earth, and vision, you seeing the earth now spinning on its axis, and the light washing over the earth. The earth is now illuminated in white light. See the light penetrate the earth. And see it fill the earth from within. See the light flooding our planet. And see it illuminating the dense forests on our planet. And the light illuminates the depths of our oceans. And it illuminates every living creature and every living being on the planet. And now the light is coming into the space that you are in, that I am in, and it is illuminating that space. And it illuminates our bodies. The light washes over the body, and the light enters the body from the crown chakra. And the light is filling our bodies. It is illuminating the organs in our bodies, and all of our energy is being healed and balanced in the light. And we will ask that through the light, we will receive guidance, and we will receive information that will raise consciousness and release blockages from our being. We invite the light and the angel to enter. We are here. You are welcome. You are to speak. We shall answer what you ask, for you are in the presence of vibration of love, and therefore all within it is of truth, and it is here to serve humanity, to serve the universes, to serve all of existence. You may begin your question.
Thank you, Astra. As we were talking earlier with Anna, there seems to be a lot of extraterrestrial presence on the planet at this time. Can you describe what their purpose is and tell us why they're here?
There are many purposes for the extraterrestrials to be here. For they are watching over the Earth plane. The Earth is a plane that is infant, and in its infancy, it creates damage in the universe. For it puts forth negative thought patterns. It puts forth negative, what you call fumes from the Earth plane, and toxins, and so it creates great disturbance in the galaxy. And the other terrestrials are there to help clear some of the damage that is being done through this actions of this infant planet. And it is important to understand that there are great protections for the Earth itself that are also in place, because the Earth is in its infancy, also very sacred, because there are living beings upon it that are imaged in the image of great vibrations and of living forces of consciousness. Man holds consciousness on many levels, and they are preserving man so he can reunite with his higher consciousness, become one with the highest realms of being. And man needs to be in the Earth plane in order to exercise himself out of a lower vibration and bring himself forward into the highest vibrations through all the processes that he passes through lifetime after lifetime in the physical plane. So the extraterrestrials are there to protect man and also to guard him. And at the same time, they are there most definitely to preserve the planet Earth itself, to preserve the planet, because the planet keeps the balance in the galaxy. And if the Earth falls out of balance, then all the planets will also fall out of balance and there will be great destruction. So there is a lot of work that is being done to hold everything in its cycle, and your energies are all close by. These are entities that are from planetary systems that are close by. They may not seem close by to you because they are billions and billions of light years away from the Earth plane, but through their advancement of consciousness, they are very close by, for they come to the Earth through a thought pattern. All they do is place the thought of Earth, and they are there. All they do is place the thought of traveling, and they travel to wherever they need to be. There are also the entities that are in galaxies that are further away and that are less advanced, and they can be troublesome for if they come to the Earth plane. But they have not come. There have been some that have passed by closely, and they are not yet able to make the connection. Those that are making the connection to the Earth coming into the atmosphere are energies of protection and light.
Mm. So when anything else?
We are saying that you are here to protect you, and they are of light. You were saying earlier to Anna that there are those who did experiments on beings. These were not experiments. These were beings that, with their consciousness being so much in the dense vibration of ego, became fearful of their actions and believed that they were being harmed, that they were being hurt. Mm-hmm. Anna doesn't believe that because she is on a higher vibration consciously. So therefore, she accepts her power is equal to these entities. She can say to them, no. She can say to them, come, don't come. She can have that kind of balance with the energies because she is on a higher conscious vibration. She is in more of her God consciousness, in her thoughts, in her belief system. But beings that were taken in that are of a very dense ego vibration, they would believe that they are being hurt because they're being examined, when they are really being helped, when they are really being healed, when they are really being set in a balance that they need to be in, so maybe they can be monitored in some of the ways too, because the entities need to monitor the beings of the Earth plane in the chance that the Earth does not survive. Then
right.
The entities are creating havens where they can take man and man can survive. So they need to learn about man's structure and learn about what man needs for his survival, and they need to make certain adjustments so that if this entity, this physical being, has to come with these entities at any point, that they are ready and prepared to survive wherever they are taken.
Mm. I see a couple of points then. You said where Earth is in its infancy and we're putting out a lot of pollution. In a sense, the image that came to me is if we're an infant and our diapers have gotten dirty and someone's here to change the diapers and make sure we're, you know, staying clean and on track and in proper development. So in a sense,
exactly. That is what they are here for. They are here to make sure that man stays on track, that man in his infancy does not create such destruction that there is a complete devastation of the physical planet and its galaxy.
So they're here to change our
diapers. That's a possibility that man can do that.
I know,
and it's getting stronger by the moment, and that is why you are seeing more extraterrestrials in your atmosphere.
What's getting stronger by the moment, you say?
Man's ability to destroy the Earth.
What can we do as a people of the planet to change that?
Raise your consciousness.
Mm.
Man must come out of this lower vibration in his consciousness. Man is within the ego, and the ego is within its pattern of greed, its pattern of selfishness, its pattern of childish behavior. of ignorance, and therefore is dangerous. When man raises his consciousness into the light, there is complete balance in his heart, in his mind, and in his actions towards fellow man and towards the earth itself and all the entities and animal kingdom and plant kingdom and all the kingdoms on the earth will be then under the protection of God vibration, of a godly vibration. But man has fought against raising consciousness because he is seduced by the physical plane. The seduction of the physical is great, but this is the greatest lesson that man must pass through. That is why he returns to the earth over and over again. This is the place in which he learns to embrace his higher self. Through the suffering that he creates through his lower self, he is able more readily to embrace his higher self when it comes to that point in his education where he realizes who he is. For man is the creator.
So part of what
you said, Anna is one with this energy.
Yes, you're saying Anna.
So are you. So
Anna
is all of the human race.
Some people have learned that understanding, and others are still in the position to learn it. And that's the evolution of who we are on planet Earth.
Exactly.
And so it seems like life is abundant throughout the universe, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is abundant. There is life all over the universe and other universes beyond your universe. There is life everywhere.
So
that life is not the same everywhere.
Tell me about
that. In other words, it doesn't look the same. It doesn't act the same. It does not exist in the same way that you exist on the physical plane.
So tell me about yourself. Are you a life energy that exists on another plane? What makes you different than the extraterrestrials?
I am all thought, all vibration of the higher consciousness. I am the light of the one. I am in that brotherhood, as you call it in your earth plane, the white brotherhood. And what that is all that is of the creator's vibration, the creative force, the God energy. That is of all that is pure in its understanding and completely embracing in its ability to open the heart and to live through the heart, not through the mind. This is the heart speaking. This is not the mind speaking. That's the difference between the ego consciousness and the higher consciousness. The higher consciousness is the heart speaking. The ego consciousness is the mind speaking. And the mind is part of the physical and all of the physical senses that trap you in a dense vibration.
Have
the
you
body
ever been
is dense, and the plane that you are in is of dense energy. But you can rise above it through the heart, through raising the consciousness and becoming one with its essence. And
have
there are multitudes of energies in this one voice that you are hearing.
I see, right. So have any of you ever been an ego human on Earth? Have you come through this path?
We have visited. There have been, this what you speak of now is that there have been, yes, from this body of energy, there has been sparks of it that have been on the earth and are on the earth now. That's how you are receiving all the guidance that you receive in the earth plane, and all the teachers that come, and all the spiritual healers that are there. They are light from this plane. They are like what you call a star. If you look at your sky and you take a speck of that star and it's coming into the earth plane, they are there. And we are sending more and more all the time. But they are there and they are here. This is what Anna had to learn. She is in the physical body, but she is here. She is not just in her body. She is not separate from this energy. She is here as well. All beings who are in their God consciousness are everywhere. They are not trapped in the body. Those who live through the ego vibration, the ego consciousness, and are not able to reach this conscious level, this love, they are trapped in the physical plane.
Now, what that's an interesting understanding, because ego and physical body don't necessarily equate each other. You don't need to have a physical body to have an ego, and they're not quite the same thing. How do you relate the two?
You don't have to have a body to have an ego?
Yes.
The ego is something that is very connected to the body. Why is it connected to the body? Because it's coming into existence through entrapment. The ego is the part of you that is trapped. Trapped in your body, trapped in the physical plane. You're contained. And in that containment, the ego was born.
But you can transcend the physical plane. I mean, transcend the ego and still be on the physical plane. I mean, that's...
Correct.
And can you talk about that process?
Because you are not going to be on the physical plane without the ego there. The ego is there. Even when you transcend the ego, your ego is still part of the physical. It's in the physical. So you are transcending the ego is like going into a place for a dream. And you're there, and then you're back in the ego. And then you're there, and then you're back in the ego. Because you are in body, so there will be always those moments that the ego will be there. And you'll have these feelings. Let us say, for an example, using Anna, she can be sad. She can be unhappy. She can feel neglected. These are all ego conscious feelings. And even though when she transcends that, she is in complete bliss and total understanding of a higher nature and a higher existence, that existence disappears when the ego sets a strong current in the physical body and in the moment.
I'm only saying that because the ego is not a physical manifestation. It's a psychological, mental manifestation.
It's psychological, and it comes through the entrapment.
So part of the path of our human incarnation and evolution is to transcend the physical ego. And how do we do that? How do we actually come to a place of transcendence?
To transcend the ego, you must be aware that first it exists, and then you must become aware of how it confines and how it blocks your joy, your peace, your ability to create abundance on every level in your life, abundance of love, abundance of of consciousness, abundance of light on many levels. In other words, if you are not aware that the ego is damaging you in some way, you are not going to seek the light. That is why beings turn to the light when they suffer most, when they have tragedy in their life, when they have lost something, when they are coming into illness, when they are in a place where they are so trapped that they don't know which way to turn or who to look for help. That's when they are going towards the light. That's when they seek something that they don't know, that they have not seen, that they have not experienced in the physical, but the soul knows, the inner being, that part knows, and that is triggered in those moments. So that's why people seek that.
But we don't have to wait to those moments, because if we change the destiny of who we are, we could seek that.
Without having to go through the torture.
Exactly. And then seek that in joy and seek to keep going into the unknown and letting go and trusting. Is that
exactly
the key? Okay. What else
that
can
is
we...
You are capable of that, of course.
Yes.
And there are many beings that take that path. But there are more beings that take the other.
But you're saying we don't have to. If there's a way to show people that they don't have to, that they can live in joy all the time, how would you do that? How would you show them?
Well, this is a question that cannot be easily answered, for there are multitudes of ways of doing this.
Yeah.
There are ways of doing it through, teaching, which is basically what would come to be, that people would be taught how to do it, that people would be taught how to erase that negative influence of the ego consciousness, that they would be able to recognize when they were in a place of fear, because fear is connected to the ego. In the light, there is no fear. Once fear is conquered, then one remains steadfast in the power of the light. It is fear that blocks you from your light.
Mm-hmm.
And beings are afraid all the time. And there are many different levels of fear. And fear can be very subtle, but it is very powerful. Whether it is blatant fear or it is subtle fear, it is very powerful in that it creates more and more ego consciousness, more and more ego actions, more and more ego experiences, and it blocks more light.
So what's the best way to overcome
the
fear? How do we overcome fear?
To overcome fear, you must first recognize it and then learn to walk through the fear. Because fear is an illusion most of all. Fear is in the mind. Again, in the ego mind. The ego creates fear. I'm afraid of this person. I'm afraid to try this new thing. I'm afraid that nobody loves me. I'm afraid that I'm not going to be successful. I'm afraid, the ego can be afraid of so many. I'm afraid to eat something. I'm afraid to, talk to someone.
Right. But underneath that all is trust. Is there something you're saying where underneath all that fear is just the ability to trust and walk through it?
You must trust in order to walk through. But,
yeah,
you know, these are easy terms to speak of, but they are not easy to accomplish. It is
so
work.
What's a key before, what's a key to help us accomplish that?
To turn yourself over to doing the work. The work means to live from the inside out rather than from the outside in. Man lives from the outside in. He takes in everything in his ego world and he digests it. And it makes him sick and it makes him uncomfortable and he doesn't know how to behave in the world. But when man lives from the inside out, then he's in charge of his life. Then he's the creator of his life. And when you are in complete charge and you are the creator, then you are going to always direct yourself into the highest realms, into the light of every situation.
So from
but you must learn to live from the inside. And
the
that
inside,
means this is work. This is not simple.
That means feeling first.
Yes.
Feeling as opposed
you
to
must
thinking.
Feel and you must connect to your feelings. You must examine your feelings. You must trace your feelings to the root of where they came into existence. You must work to transform the damage that was done in order to bring yourself into a perception that is very encompassed as one vibration. The best way to say this is the earth lives in duality. Duality is a lie. Duality does not exist in the God realm. There is no duality. All is one. All is inclusive. Man lives through duality. This is good. This is bad. This is right. This is wrong. This is black. This is white. Man lives in that duality comes from the ego. The ego created that consciousness. And when you're living from the inside out, then you are connecting to the oneness and your perception changes and becomes very inclusive with everything and everyone that is in your sphere, that comes into your vibration, that comes towards your aura. And there is total love and acceptance of all that is there. There is no judgment. Judgment comes out of duality.
Many
of the negative behaviors of man come out of this duality.
Thank you, Astra, for spending some time.
You are welcome.
Is there anything else you'd like to share before you bring
out? All we must say here is that man must love himself. For loving oneself is the key to healing. You must love yourself as you are now, with every fault, with every fear, with every insecurity, and with every light that you possess and every gift that you have. You must love yourself as you are now. If you can love and embrace yourself as you are now, then you are practicing loving and embracing all that exists as it is yourself, as you are one. We are now to ground Anna.
Thank you.
We are to ask you to focus again into the light. And as you do so, embrace the light into your heart. Know that you are loved and live that vibration in all your encounters.
Hello? Anna, are you back?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, thank you.
I hope that it was helpful.
It was beautiful. I mean, there's a lot
there's
of
a lot of energy there. I could feel it.
What do you feel right now? Tell me.
I feel good. I feel very energized.
Do you know what you said at all?
The only thing that I remember that there was a lot of talk about aliens there. And I heard that. I heard something about, you know, the universe and the energies of the, but it's all jumbled up in my head.
I see.
In other words, I'd have to listen to it to really be able to tell you, like, oh, this is exactly what was said here.
But you feel uplifted?
I felt it, and I felt the energy is very powerful and very loving, and there was a lot of movement. I felt a lot of movement in my body.
And how do you feel now, energized or depleted?
Energized.
Wow.
I always feel energized after I channel.
Okay.
I feel more alive when I'm doing my work than when I'm not.
So tell people how to get in touch with you, because you channel over the phone, you have a website, you're doing classes.
Oh,
tell,
sure, yes.
Give people some information.
Yes. Well, you can reach me at my toll-free number, which is 866-403-0139.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may email me at astraanna, that's A-S-T-R-A-A-N-N-A, so there's two A's in the middle there, at AOL.com. And if you'd like to join in, I'm going to be having a free teleconferencing call.
Oh, yes, tell us.
Yeah, and that's going to be on the 21st of this month, which is a Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for free, and if anyone wants to join, email me and tell me, put in the subject, teleconference call, and I'll email you the information.
Do you have a website,
What's that?
You have a website?
Yes, of course. www.astraanna.com.
Great. Thank you, Anna, for sharing your energy, your angel with us, and I thought it was very good.
Thank you for having me. Hmm?
And it's not just the words, it's the energy that's being communicated that I think is just as important.
Yes, the energy is just as important. It's very healing just to be in the energy.
Right.
There are people when they come for channelings and they take the tape home, you know, of the angel speaking to them, and they play it, and they call me lots of times and say, you know, that it's so healing to listen to it. And that many times they hear things that they didn't hear when they were here.
Mm.
And it's very healing.
People can go to the archives and
the vibration of the energy alone is powerful.
So people can go to the archives and hear this over and over again if they wanted to.
That's a beautiful thing. That's a good thing.
So I'm just
sometimes you'd like to listen to it over and over again because there's things that are being said that you want to, you know, take in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I think
so. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show. I loved it. It was wonderful.
Thank you. We'll do another one with
okay.
Astra.
Okay. Anytime.
I just want to say goodbye and play this closing song. I just want to say that this is Alan Steinfeld for New Realities every Tuesday here on bbsradio.com. Also, you can email me at newrealities@earthlink.net or check out my website, newrealities.com or newrealities.tv. I welcome questions, suggestions, ideas. And I'm going to leave with this song by Chris Williamson, Song of the Soul.